Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Former President Barack Obama rallied Philadelphia voters Monday night at a concert at Temple's Lea Corps Center featuring Bruce Springsteen and John Legend. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there.
Springsteen played three songs, but the real reason for his appearance was not what he sang, but what he said.
I want a president who reveres the Constitution, who does not threaten but wants to protect and guide our great democracy, who believes in the rule of law and the peaceful transfer of power.
John Legend also played a set, but spent as much time talking about why he supports Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Philadelphia, I want you to know this. Kamala Harris sees you. She hears you. She's been all over town listening to you. And she's ready to fight for you.
The star of the show, though, was former President Obama, who appealed for the kind of turnout here that will lift the Harris-Walz ticket to the White House.
Don't just hope for the best. Get off your couch and vote. Help your family and friends and neighbors and co-workers go to the polls.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And today, former President Trump is expected to make a stop at an event in Drexel Hill, Delaware County. District Attorney Larry Krasner is suing to stop Elon Musk's Political Action Committee from continuing with its daily lottery, which claims to be giving away $1 million every day to a voter who signs his petition backing the Constitution. KYW's Matt Coughlin explains.
What they're saying in the suit is that Elon Musk and his PAC, America PAC, is running an illegal lottery.
Marnie Jo Snyder is an election law and defense attorney in Philadelphia.
Elon Musk and his PAC are collecting voter information with what they're alleging is an insincere promise of the chances of winning $1 million randomly for giving your personal information. There are some allegations in the complaint that it might not be random at all. And people aren't receiving the $100 or $47 or any of the things that are being promised to them.
Musk promised he would give away $1 million a day until the election for people to sign his PAC's petition supporting existing constitutional amendments.
The more information that you can get from voters, the more that you can send things to influence them. But now it's just a tiny bit harder to regulate or see if those things have other things in them that are fraudulent or criminal or untrue about one candidate or another.
America PAC did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police have named the estranged husband of the Northeast Philly woman found dead in her garage as a person of interest. KYW's Nina Barati has the latest.
Investigators are looking for 34-year-old Miguel Aguilar, as well as a cargo van he may be driving. It's in reference to the death of Evelise Lugo. Over the weekend, police received a report of a missing person and said in an initial release she may have been with her estranged husband. They say officers went back to her Northeast home the next day, where they found the 53-year-old woman in the garage, wrapped in a blanket and towel, with a stab wound in her back. She was pronounced dead at the scene. Nobody was arrested, but police say Aguilar is a person of interest. They're also on the lookout for a 2006 Chevrolet Express with a Pennsylvania tag that has a roof rack, missing paint, and a decal of a cross on the rear door of the driver's side. Police urge anyone with information to give them a call. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Three men accused of shooting four people at a West Philadelphia rec center 2 years ago have pleaded guilty just before their trial was set to begin. Here's KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Tamir Pinckney, Marlon Spurrell, and Azir Sutton Walker admitted they fired shots at the Shepherd Rec Center in August of 2022 that injured four, including a teenager who suffered several bullet wounds to the head but survived. They each pleaded guilty to four counts of aggravated assault, conspiracy, and a gun charge. Authorities say a youth summer camp was wrapping up just before 7 p.m. when shots rang out. They say two officers in the area heard the gunfire and saw six men run into a white Durango, which then took off. They say the officers followed, and eventually the SUV struck a wall and the defendants jumped out and ran. Three were caught and arrested. They don't know the identity of the other three shooters. Prosecutors say nearly 100 shots were fired, 5 guns were found at the scene, and 6 firearms were found inside the SUV. And they say DNA from 4 of the guns matched Sutton Walker, 2 matched Pinckney, and 1 matched Burrell. They say all 3 also tested positive for gunpowder residue on their clothing. All 3 are expected to be sentenced in March and face decades in prison. Investigators are still working to identify the other 3 shooters. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And just a heads up, today is the last day you can apply for a mail-in ballot in Pennsylvania. And that's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.